J.D. Vance in Nevada, Kamala Harris's Vision for America is Open Borders and Closed Factories. By John Binder on July 30, 2024. Former President Donald Trump's running mate Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., says Vice President Kamala Harris has a globalist vision for America that includes open borders and closed factories. During a rally in Henderson, Nevada, on Tuesday, Vance painted Harris as a status quo politician looking to please the Democratic Party's top donors, including a swath of Wall Street billionaires and executives of multinational corporations, with an endless flow of cheap foreign labor as well as signing job-killing free trade deals. Harris, Vance said, would continue serving corporate special interests as president. Kamala Harris's vision for America is open borders and closed factories, Vance said. It's bigger government and smaller family bank accounts. It's widespread war while we're left praying for peace. While vice president, Harris has overseen record-setting illegal immigration to the United States, a boon for big business as they can keep wages down with a constant flow of cheap foreign labor to hire. Today, working and middle-class Americans are competing for jobs against 30 million migrants in the workforce, including legal immigrants, visa holders, and illegal aliens. While the number of migrants holding American jobs has increased by 20% in 15 years, the number of native-born Americans in the workforce has increased by less than 10%. She voted to preserve NAFTA, the very trade deal that sent American jobs to Mexico, and turned American dreams into nightmares, Sen. Vance continued. I want the American dream as a goal for our children. In particular, Vance said a Harris presidency would be great for the top line of multinational corporations looking to outsource their industries to low-wage countries at the cost of further gutting working and middle-class American towns. Vance said. For decades, politicians in Washington have sold out our country. When multinational corporations called their offices, they traded American jobs for campaign cash. Now, they'd never admit that, of course. They'd brag about trade deals and promise cheaper consumer products. They called it globalization, and that's what it was. American jobs went to some other part of the globe. And if it's up to Kamala Harris, it will keep happening. Emphasis added. Harris, since getting President Joe Biden's endorsement, has gotten a stamp of approval from the most powerful billionaire donors from Silicon Valley to Wall Street. Those mega donors backing Harris now include George Soros and his son, Alex Soros, Reid Hoffman, Blair Efron, Jonathan Gray, Peter Orszag, Ray McGuire, Brad Karp, Roger Altman, and Mark Lazary. Hoffman, who admitted to visiting Jeffrey Epstein's private island, has suggested his millions in donations to Harris come with strings attached. Mainly, Hoffman said he wants Harris to kill U.S. tariffs on foreign imports and fire Federal Trade Commission, FTC, Chair Lina Khan, considered the nation's top trust buster. Reports in the New York Times have indicated that Harris may follow such demands on firing Khan at Hoffman's request. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.